Welcome to Brainstuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. What is maple syrup and how do they make it? Maple syrup comes from the sap of maple trees. Yes, just the normal sap that's running underneath the bark. In the early spring, if you cut the bark or drill a hole into certain species of maple trees, clear sap will leak out of the cut. This sap is very thin, almost like water, but it contains about 2% sugar. If you boil this watery sap to drive off the water, you eventually get maple syrup. It takes 30 to 40 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of syrup. One tree might give you 10 gallons of sap over the course of 4 weeks. The best days to collect sap are the days where the temperature is above freezing during the day and below freezing at night prior to bud formation. The sugar or rock maple and the black maple are the two trees that give you the best syrup. Sometimes people also tap the red maple. Before 1940, people collected the sap in buckets by drilling a hole into the tree and pounding in a wooden tube for the bucket to hang on. Today, most commercial operations use plastic taps and plastic tubing so the sap can flow to a central location. The sap is evaporated in large flat pans that are heated with wood, gas, or electricity. Maple syrup is definitely a northern thing to do. Maple syrup comes from places like Quebec and Ontario in Canada, and in the United States it comes from Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Hampshire, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Vermont, and Wisconsin. People in the north, where it gets snowy and cold, are the kind of people who have maple trees in their backyard. Do you have any ideas or suggestions for this podcast? If so, please send me an email at podcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, go to howstuffworks.com.